This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordagna. Good again. 3 from the same spot. for Braylon Gordonier. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Ruchi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Ruchi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Ruchi High School, and we are set to bring you tonight's regular season finale here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Ruchi Raiders host the Marion Local Flyers. Ruchi, by virtue of the victory last night over Fort Loramie, comes into tonight's game 19-2 on the year. Marion Local was defeated by Versailles last night by 8 points. Marion Local coming into tonight's game has an overall mark of 16-4. Marion Local's got a game next Friday night against Delta St. John's in the Midwest Athletic Conference, and the Flyers need that triumph to win the MAC outright after losing last night to Versailles. Marion Local was unbeaten in MAC play heading into action last evening. Big win for Ruchi at the end of the game last night against Fort Loramie. We will see what the carryover is. We do know that the carryover for Marion Local is not good. Jack Kanapke injured, shoulder inflammation suffered during the game against Versailles last evening. The 14-point scorer, 6'9 junior, is out tonight. Austin Niekamp, 6'8 sophomore, will replace him. Jaden Mesher has been back on the floor the last few weeks. 13.5 points a game. 6'2" senior swingman. Missed a number of games early to mid-season, but he is back, and he'll give Marion Local a lift tonight, although the club will miss Kanapke for sure. In terms of scoring offense, Marion Local 52 points a game, fifth in the Midwest Athletic Conference, first in scoring defense, allowing only 41, number one in scoring margin, 12 points per game difference. Field goal percentage, Marion Local third in the MAC, 44% behind Versailles, which is shooting at 50. Of course, Marion Local gets a lot of close-in shots with the big Jack Kanapke on the floor. Playing a Fort Loramie team last night, Chuck Rushi went up against Logan Eilerman, size. Went up against Austin Plyman, size. Good preparation for tonight, for tonight's game against the Flyers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, they were last night's game. They didn't shoot as well as they have in the past. Give Fort Loramie credit. They played outstanding defense last night. Got down, struggled, came back, and made it a basketball game. But Bruce is used to playing against size. There's good size in the Shelby County League. So if they shoot the ball well tonight, they should be okay.
You've seen Marion Local in action against Jackson Center. I saw the Flyers play Springfield Shawnee at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. And 30 points against Jackson Center, 33 points against Springfield Shawnee. It's a club which does not rack up a lot of points for sure. And if Marion Local scores only 35, 38 points tonight, they no doubt will fall to Rushi. Although, as you said, Rushi, not a sharp-shooting bunch last evening.
They didn't shoot the ball well against Jackson Center. Jackson Center out-rebounded Marion Local by 10, which is, to me, amazing. And somebody asked, how do you do that with the size? And I said, effort and coaching. But they did not have Mesher in that game, and I'm looking forward to seeing that young man. I know he's a good athlete and a good shooter, and he's going to make a difference. He's going to make the defense step out a little bit and maybe not crowd around. Of course, with Kanapke not playing, but they still got a lot of size.
Yeah, Mesher did not play a week before that Jackson Center game against Springfield Shawnee either. Tate Hess will probably guard the best offensive player for Rushi. No doubt Hayden Quinter, at least much of the time. Tate Hess, a 6'2 senior, is Marion Local's best defensive player out front. Matchups will be interesting. Pace of the game will be curious as well.
Well, the pace for Marion Local is they're going to want to come down. They're going to want to set up. They're going to run through their big man inside. They go inside out. Rushi, just the opposite. They like to come down and shoot the ball from the arc. They like to drive to the basket. We're just going to see who can dictate the tempo that they want tonight, because it's, you know, it comes down to execution.
Each team wants a big victory heading into tournament play. Rushi is in the Pickwa sectional on Thursday night against Mississinewa Valley. Marion Local took a bye on February 24th. Ridgemont Ada winner plays Marion Local. That's on the 24th of this month in the Wapakoneta district. The winner up there does remain in the Northwest region. Does not drop down like the Wapak winner does in girls.
Right.
In D4 girls, the Wapak champ does drop down to the Southwest region, not so in boys.
I'm not sure how they make these decisions. I know Troy Christian has been Pickwa forever. All of a sudden, they're at Troy. I don't know how much money changed hands to get them out of the Pickwa sectional, which would have kept them from Dayton. Now they can go to Dayton because they can win the Troy sectional. Yeah. And I'm kidding about that. But I'm not sure how they make these decisions.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Rushi has got to deal with Marion Local size, minus Jack Kanapke. Mr. Niekamp, big man as well on the interior for Marion Local. Rushi's got to deal with a slower pace, no doubt. Matchups, as we alluded, mighty important tonight.
I think if the Raiders are able to get 45 or 50 points, they're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Marion Local has got to make this a slow-paced game. They'll push it when they get a chance, but in the half court, the Flyers will pound the ball inside. Rushi's depth may be a factor. Rushi can cover the big men on the interior and use up personal fouls because Rushi can go 10 players deep. Those are key building components for Rushi and Marion Local this evening. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable. They're knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition as smooth as possible for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling a home in or outside the area or relocating here from another city, make the move to Realty 2000 in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that is second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. Blue and gold fill the gymnasium here at Rushi. Of course, the Raiders' colors, blue and gold. Marion Local as well. You've seen Marion Local run up and down the football field numerous times in the last 25 years, earning one state championship after another in Division 6 or Division 7 under head coach Tim Goodwin. But blue and gold versus blue and gold, the Flyers and the Raiders. Good crowd filing in, very late start tonight. Seniors and their parents in all sports at Rushi highlighted here this evening before the start of this game between Marion Local and Rushi.
Well, I'm a senior and I didn't get any kind of an award. I'm kind of hurt.
It was going to be a late start anyway. JV game designated for 6:30.
Yep.
That's when it kicked off. And then you add in the ceremony that concluded about 10 or 15 minutes ago, and we won't get underway until well after 8 for the tip here tonight. JV game, Chuck, one of the best of the season.
It was a great game, and I knew it would be because I was Marion Local up at Jackson Center. Their JV team, I was impressed, and I've been impressed with Rushi all year long. That was Rushi's third loss that I've seen. They lost twice to Anna and then tonight. But, boy, they are going to fill in nicely next year with the kids that leave the varsity program.
Marion Local with looks like four seniors on the varsity roster. Luke Pullman, Jaden Mesher, Tate Hess, and Brandon Eink. The two big men, Austin Niekamp, a sophomore, Jack Kanapke, a junior. Chuck, how can you be 6'8"? Kanapke, 6'9", or I should say 6'8", Niekamp, 6'9", Kanapke, and not yet be a senior in high school. How can that be?
I don't know. I never quite got that tall, so I'm not real sure.
Hey, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience right at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you.
One of the storylines tonight, Marion Local without 6'9", Jack Dunapp. He suffered shoulder inflammation last night in the loss to Versailles. Rushi Raiders coming in 19-2. Marion Local 16-4. Should be a great game. We return in 3 minutes with more from the Rushi Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
And welcome back here to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Monster game tonight, perhaps the best final Saturday night matchup statewide. You got two teams ranked in the top six in Division Four. Rushi fourth this past week, according to the AP. Marion Local sixth. Richmond Heights is first. Jackson Center second. Leesburg Fairfield in South Central Ohio is third. Convoy Crestview fifth, as I mentioned. Marion Local sixth. Lowellsville seventh. Troy Christian is ranked eighth. Rushi Marion Local. What a way to bring down the curtain on our scores broadcast.com schedule. Keep in mind, the Northwest District starts tournament play a week later, so many of the leagues and conferences up there extend action in the next week. Marion Local has got a big league battle with Delphi St. John's next Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly why they do that, but it all evens out because they start a week later, but the tournament obviously, yeah, they play it a little faster, and they get to the regional at the same time as every other district does.
Marion Local 7-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference after last night's loss to Versailles. Flyers had been 7-0. New Bremen and Delphi St. John's are 6-2. St. Henry is finished, having played 9. St. Henry 6-3. Versailles also done at 5-4. Coldwater sits at 5-3. Marion Local closing the season with a rugged stretch of games. Versailles, Rushi, Delphi St. John's next week. Tell you what, Chuck, that Rushi 5-point loss on the road at Versailles looks a little better now when you consider that Versailles thumped Marion Local last night.
Well, yeah, Versailles must be coming on. I mean, we haven't seen them this year, I don't think. Or did we see them at Laramie? I don't remember. But they're starting to play pretty good basketball at the right time. But it's a tough league, and the Shelby County League is outstanding. I mean, you look at the top 10, and it's everybody from this area except for the team that can recruit. So I don't count them, and everybody else is having a heck of a season.
Fort Loramie beat Versailles by 8 back when the Tigers were struggling, especially at the offensive end. Last night in the Shelby County Athletic League, Jackson Center won. Botkins victorious at Anna. Thus, 11-1 at the top are Jackson Center and Rushi, and technically Botkins and Fort Loramie split third.
Right.
They're both at 7-5. In the MAC last night, Delphi St. John's beat Coldwater. As we've noted, Versailles edged Marion Local. The Bremen routed Minster.
That score surprised me. Not that they won, but that score surprised me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I don't know why that happens. Fort Recovery down to Knoxville. St. Henry top Parkway by 5. We've got starting lineups opening tip just around the corner. Rushi Raiders, Marion Local Flyers, packed house at the Rushi Gym. It's the final game of the campaign for the Raiders here on Senior Night on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Rushi, the Marion Local Flyers being introduced. Lacking Jack Kanapke, 6'9 junior, 14 points a game, out with shoulder inflammation, suffered in the game last night against the Versailles Tigers. The opening 5 for Marion Local. Luke Pullman, 6 foot senior, 7 points a game. Jaden Mesher, 6'2 senior, at 13 a game. Tate Hess, the best defensive player for the Flyers, 6'2 senior. Brandon Eink, a 6'1 senior, at 6.5 points a game. And Austin Niekamp, 6'8 sophomore, that generally doesn't start, comes in off the bench. He is in the opening 5 tonight, as Jack Kanapke is out. Here come the Rushi Raiders. Zane Chappie out at guard, 5'10 senior. Hayden Quinner, 6'1 junior. Brayden Monin, 6'2 junior. front line, Braylon Gourdonier, a 6'3 sophomore. Xavier Flippo, a 6-foot senior. Raiders got it done last night, Chuck. Nobody scored double digits.
No, they didn't have anybody. And Lormie had, Caleb Maurer had 10. That was the high score in the game. Rushi tonight is going to start their seniors. They're going to start four seniors and Hayden Quinter. So we'll see how long that goes, but I like it. I think it's a good move.
And as you say that, Chuck, I do recognize the fact that Colby Monin, a 6'3 senior, is on the floor to start the game. He's a 12th grader. He's out there to begin the contest. Ross Bissinger hasn't seen much action here recently. He is on the court tonight. Ross, a 5'11 senior, didn't get in last night.
Did not.
But he's a 12th grader. He's on the court along with Chaffee, Quinter, a junior, and Flippo, a senior. Opening tip to start the game is won by, guess who, the blue and gold. Marion Local wins the tap, both teams in blue and gold. Rushi white top to bottom, gold numbers outlined in blue. Marion Local, blue shirts, blue shorts, gold numerals, gold piping, gold Marion across the chest, and the word local below the numerals. And Marion Local has the ball knocked out of bounds in the right corner. Flyers throw it back in. Way over in the right flank, it is Luke Pullman. Pullman fades away, shoots an extreme corner three. It's short, no good. Rebound, Ike in the paint. His shot deflected, and Rushi's got the ball. Here is Chaffee outside the arc on the left. Marion Local appears to be in a man-to-man, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing straight man to start.
Here's Fissinger. Here's Quinter. Quinter bounces down to Colby Mon in the left corner. On top to Fissinger. Shot fake. Flips it on the play to Monin. Cross court to Chaffee. Sets and shoots the three off the flange. Rebound pinballed around. Flippo had it for an instant. Stolen on the play by Brandon Ike of Marion Local. Chest pass down the floor to a driving Jaden Mesher. He swirls below the rim. Reverse layup. Good.
Yeah, good quickness. Get back. We talked about them not wanting to run, but they will pick their opportunities for sure.
2-0 Flyers. Jaden Mesher, outstanding player. Good long-range shooter. Pass. Here's a good drive below the basket by Quinter. Lays it off in the post for Monin. His short four-footer is in.
What an outstanding pass.
Assist. Quinter tied up at 2. Here's a good baseline drive. Fine feed. Mesher can't get it to go, though. It hit the back rim and splashed away. Good pass, but Tate Hess goes for naught. Here's Rushi countering. Here's Hayden Quinter bolting down the right side of the lane. Missed the banker on the go, but fouled is Quinter, and he's got 2 at the stripe. Hayden's got that right knee wrapped from his thigh all the way down to the middle part of his shin.
Yeah, he struggled, and with a little bit of a wrist problem, too. And then Chaffee's had it. He's got his ankles wrapped up. He's got a high ankle sprain. They really need, if I'm Rushi tonight, what I want to see is Chaffee make a few baskets, because it's been a while since he's had a really good game offensively. He plays great defense.
And Braden Monin has had a slight wrist injury in recent weeks. One free throw by Quinter, good. The second one too hard, and Marion Local snatches the rebound. 3-2, Rushi, 6:03 to go, first quarter. Being pinned at midcourt is Hess. Hess gets rid of the ball, gets it back, splits a couple defenders. Over guarding is Chaffee. Outstanding officiating crew here tonight for this game. I recognize them all. Last night's game was marvelously worked until a real tough call at the end of the game. 50-50 call. And it went the way of the home team. Oh, here's Jaden Mesher lighting it up. Deep right corner three. It is perfect. You've got to check him out. Can't ignore Mesher. Well, Mesher can pop it in from anywhere on the court. And Marion Local's on top. 5-3. A 2 and a triple for Mesher. Baseline left. It's Monin. Took the feed for Quinter. On the arc to Chaffee. Very high in the air with the three ball. It bangs off the rim
ricochets into the corner. Marion Local long lead down to Mesher.
Wow.
Mesher hits the trailer, cutting to the rim. Austin Niekamp scores.
They have no problem running the floor. That was a great fast break.
The 6'8 Niekamp darted down the hardwood. Coming right back is Rushi. Chappie slides to the rim around the defender. He beat Luke Pullman to the rack, and he knocked it down. 7-5, Marion Local up 2. 5:08 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a pass into the post intended for Niekamp. Fissinger knots him up. Rushi gets the arrow.
Good hustle by Ross. I'll tell you what, I mean, I know he didn't play last night, and they have started playing Benjamin York, which is a 6'3 sophomore, and rightfully so. But Fissinger gives them good minutes. He's not somebody who's going to hurt him when they put him out there on the floor.
Now, if you ignore him, he'll drop in the three on you.
He can shoot it
right now. 2-point lead, Marion Local, Quinter at midcourt. And that is the matchup I predicted. Quinter and Tate Hess out front. Ball thrown baseline right to Monin. Monin fumbled it, got it back, hooked it up in the air high over the backboard, hit a bar above the glass. It's out of bounds to Marion Local.
He didn't catch the pass cleanly, so by the time he corralled it, he was in a lot of traffic.
4:48 to go, first quarter, 7-5, Marion Local. Flyers have the ball in backcourt on the bounce. It's Mitchell Randley who's in now, 6-foot junior. Fires down the right side of the cutting, Tate Hess. Hess into the paint area, scoring an 8-foot fadeaway. 9-5, Marion Local. Here's Quinter blazing a trail down the court right in front of the Marion Local bench. Reach-in foul against the Flyers.
They get Kyle Ungren into the game, 6'5 sophomore. He had 16 in the JV game. He's a big, strong kid.
Colby Monin, senior, gets a round of applause from the Rushi crowd. He is on the sideline. Braylon Cordonier, sophomore, back in. Cordonier catches in the left corner, nearly fouled. Out on top to Fissinger. He's got a lane. He drives. He hits it. Fissinger. Good play by him. Found an opening, slithered through it, and caromed that one in off the window. 9-7, Marion Local. Great pass by the Flyers. Wow, what a dish. Tate Hess finds the slashing Jaden Mesher for a reverse layup again. Three buckets for Mesher already. 11-7 Flyers playing tonight without Jack Konapke. 3:52 to go, first quarter. Fissinger top of the key, right flank to Chappie. Chappie to the foul line, and the ball is ripped right away. Great steal by Hess. Hess, fine defensive technician, brings it up the floor, goes to the left baseline, skips it cross court to Pullman. He sets and shoots the three. Bullseye! Pullman from downtown. Marion Locals doubled the count. 14-7 Flyers. 3.5 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
So many thanks to our Rushi sponsors tonight, Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, along with Jewelry Barn. And we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp of Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. He's a big Rushi fan. Raiders down to 7. 3:20 left to go in the first quarter. 14-7, Marion Local. Cordonier's got the ball. Baseline right, muscling, and it's yanked out of bounds by Randley of Marion Local.
A lot of one-on-one offense right now by Rushi. Not a whole lot of movement.
And we're seeing numerous glimpses as to why Marion Local is so good defensively, the best in the MAC. Very tough, stout defensive club. Chappie tries to enter the lane, and it's tipped away. He was double-teamed. Loose ball, though, picked up by Rushi. Open player, Cordonier. It is thrown up there from three-point territory. Strong rebound, pinballed, volleyballed around. Who's got it? Inbounds, it's Flippo to Quinter. Straight away, Cordonier again. Right down the right side of the lane. Hacked on the arm, and he gets two.
14-7 Marion Local. Defense for the Flyers, very stingy here at the start.
Yeah, they're playing really hard. And I said last night that Rusey's going to have to find some way to find some excitement because they won the league last night. They beat their rivals last night. And now this is a Saturday night. They're going to have to generate it themselves.
Here's the free throw by Cordonier. He's got it. 14-8 in favor of Marion Local. Second free throw by Braylon. Dips the knees, fires it. It is around and out to the right. No good. Marion Local's knee camp jerked down the rebound. That's a tough rebound for Rushi, having tied for the league championship last night, knocking off rival Fort Loramie. Marion Local trying to bounce back after dropping an 8-point verdict to Versailles. Here's a baseline drive by Tate Essa, Marion Local. Rare turnover Flyers. Ball went off his knee. And Rushi will bring it down, trailing with 6. 2:31 to go in the first.
You happen to know how late in the game that Kanapke went out against Versailles?
Somewhere third quarter, I think. Okay. But for precautionary reasons, he is not playing tonight. Should be back next Friday night for Marion Local against Delta St. John.
That's a good choice.
Felix Francis on the floor now for Rushi. The 6'5 player slices into the lane. Little half hook shot in front is dead on. Nice maneuver by Felix. 6'5 junior listed as a guard on the program sheet, but he can play everywhere. Here's a foul line jump shot by Mesher curling off a screen. He nails it. Boy, is he swift.
I didn't see him the first time. Like I said, boy, that young man could shoot it.
Yeah, boy, when he's not on the floor, Marion Local is missing something. That's for sure. 16-10 Flyers, a minute 41 to go first quarter. Here's a dribble drive through the lane by Monin for Rushi. Fall away 12-footer off the flange. Push off inside on the court. Benjamin York for Rushi. He took a fist in the back from Mesher. Ball out of bounds to the Raiders. Baseline right. Playmaker beneath the rim to the right of the basket is York. On the arc to Gordonier. Near side to Vince Borchers, who's checked in. Vince, a 6'1 sophomore forward. Here's a loose ball. Scrum for it. Top of the key. Rushi digs it off the floor. Ball thrown to Borchers behind the back. Squeezes into the lane. Double team comes and blocked away by Niekamp. Good play by Marion Local. Down the floor to Eink. Boy, Marion Local playing with purpose this evening.
They are playing some outstanding defense, that's for sure.
Here is Tate S. lobbing down inside. Niekamp over the shoulder reception, and he drops it in off the window. Wow, what a feed by S. 18-10, Marion Local. Here's York down in the corner to Cordonier. Hits a cutter into the lane. It's Borchers. Marion Local leaves him, and Borchers banks it in from 8 feet away.
Wow. I don't know, that was the easiest basket of the night for Rushi.
18-12, Marion Local, 36 seconds to go, first quarter. Top of the circle is Pullman. Pullman knifes into the lane, and the ball is pried loose by Rushi. On the floor is Felix Francis, and he gets it out of trouble to Cordonier. Backcourt to Borchers. Raiders will play for one, down 6, 18-12, late in the first. 16-15, 14 ticks on the clock. Back Raiders gym, senior night. Here's Cordonier, elbow on the right. 7 to play, cross court to Borchers. Oh, a brilliant drive by Borchers. 4 to go, 3 to go. Here is Hess at midcourt, double teamed. Heaves it toward the backboard, wide left. First quarter finishes. It's a good one. Marion Local 18, Rushi 14. A lot of scoring, more than we expected here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we could fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Welcome back here to the Rushi Gym. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've got a splendid ball game in progress. keep in mind, these two teams are in different regions. Yeah, they could hook up again, but Chuck, if they played in the tournament, it would have to be in the state championship.
Well, that would be impressive because somebody's going to have to knock off the recruiting school to be able to get there. And who knows what kind of, they might pick up 6-7 kids from Division One before the tournament starts. Who knows?
Well, I'll give everybody a tip. You're talking about Richmond Heights.
I got sour grapes against these schools that can bring in new teams every year.
Southwest winner plays the Northeast winner at the state Final Four. Northwest plays Southeast. That's the way it shakes out. If these two teams collide again, it would be in a state championship contest for all the marbles. 7:41 to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local up four with the ball in the left corner. It's Hess. He fires it cross court. Here's a baseline running one-hander in by Luke Pullman. Oh, that was a dandy.
That was impressive.
Boy, you talk about the balance. Tell you what, Kurt Guttemiller's club tonight, Chuck, rising to the occasion without Jack Canapple.
Well, you know, I mean, and you don't ever want to lose your 6'9 kid. I think they're quicker tonight.
Sure are. I'd agree. Here is Rushi in the half court. Ball is popped in the air. Stolen on the play by Marion Local. Ranley down the floor. Blocked at the rim. Loose ball to the Flyers, who gobble it up out near center circle. Here's Mesher around the screen. He's got four field goals so far. Deep right corner, Pullman. High right to Hess. Picked up by Borchers. Monin is on Pullman in the right corner. Marion Local plays keep away with it. 6:44 to go, second quarter. 6-point lead, Flyers. Niekamp in the post. Goes to work on Monin. Out high to Tate Hess. He uncorks a three. Good! Tate Hess for Marion Local, which has its biggest lead, 9. 23-14. Here is Monin outside the arc for Rushi. Fakes right, goes left. Into the post to Colby Monin. He gets Niekamp. Awkward jumper, hits the heel. Strong rebound by Francis. The ball is smacked away by Marion Local. What do we have? A jump ruled by the official. Raiders possession. Biggest lead of this game by Marion Local, 9 points. 23-14, 6:14 to go. Quarter number two. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller of Marion Local's got to be pleased with his club's response tonight after the loss to Versailles and losing the big man in the post, Jack Kanapke, to the minor shoulder injury. Rushi lobs into the lane to Cordonier, fakes back to the basket. He's doubled, tries to go up and under. He was pushed. Good defense by Marion Local, but a bit too aggressive. It's a common foul. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. 9-point game. Flyers lead at 23-14. 6:09 left here in the second. Baseline right of the rim. Lob to Cordonier, foul line. High left to Monin. Dashes to the foul line. Goes below it. All the way to the rim. And scores. Monin gets one in off the window. Nifty maneuver. Good play by Monin. Deflection by Quinter into the Rushi cheering section. 23-16, Flyers up 7. Diversified scoring. Rushi getting it from about everywhere here tonight.
7 people so far.
Ball inbounded to Ranley for Marion Local. Last night, Rushi won. High score was 9. Nobody got double figures. Overplay by Quinter. A steal by Quinter. Taps it to a teammate, Chappie. And then Marion Local tips it away, and the Flyers get it in backcourt. Almost a bust out by Rushi the other way. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Dribbling to midcourt was Ike, holding beneath the rim against a Raider.
That's on Flippo, and he's given up about, let's see, he's given up about 8 inches to him, so he's got to do something.
8 inches and maybe, what, a good 40, 50 pounds, perhaps?
Yeah.
23-16, Marion Local by 7. 5:34 to go, second quarter. Ball lobbed into the right corner to Niekamp. Out high to Mitchell Ranley. Ranley, a 6-foot junior. To Luke Pullman, 6-foot senior. Skip pass, cross court for the 3-ball, and it's popped in. Mitchell Ranley secured a perfect throw from one side of the court to the other, and Ranley drilled it. Right back comes Rushi into the paint. Little 5-footer in front of Flippo. Dances off the rim. Here comes Marin Local down the floor. Nearly a violation. Don't think it was. Good no call by the referee. 26-16, Marin Local by 10. Quinter scrapping against Hess at the top of the key. Ball dealt to Pullman in the right corner. He's sandwiched by two players, and it is deflected out of bounds by Rushi eventually with 4:48 to go, quarter number two.
Yeah, the over and back was close because you got to establish both feet into the forecourt, and it was close, but the official couldn't have seen that, so I'm glad he didn't make the call.
Here's the ball lobbed in from side court for Niekamp, way too far, and Rushi gets the loose ball. Cordonier head to Quinter. Here's Quinter zipping down the floor. Loops it right corner to a teammate. Chappie, cross-court pass to Flippo. Baseline left. He runs to the rim and drops it home. Good teamwork by Rushi, down by 8. 4:29 to go here in the second. And Marion Local gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Let you know about Burke Petroleum in Minster. Now serving all your propane needs. That's right, put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with petroleum products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, 315 West 1st Street. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion in Sydney is on Ohio Avenue and around the state in Belfast, Mountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, Findlay, and other locations. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. Applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. Out of the timeout, great offensive set by Kurt Guttemiller and Marion Local. Nice drive by Jaden Mesher. He banked one in while motoring to the rim. Cavity opened up. He took advantage. 10-point lead.
Tough shot. It was a tough shot. He made it look easy, smooth.
Marion Local scoring everywhere, Chuck. Drives to the lane. Fast break points, three-pointers. Inside the arc, right wing. It's Chappie for Rushi, and he fires it in. Nice shot by Chappie. 18-footer, a long deuce. 28-20. Marion Local by 8. 3:52 to go, first half. Good offensive production, both teams. Deep right corner with the ball, Ranley. Ranley on the bounce. Feeds it far left side to Pullman, and he overshoots a trifecta. Long rebound down to Quinter. Finds an open player, York. York gets the bounce pass and lays it home.
Boy, what a good find by Quinter.
Oh, did Quinter ever thread the needle? Super dish. 28-22, Rushi within six. There's a great pass out high. Hess hits Mesher, baseline right. He catches near the edge of the backboard and lays it in off the window. 30-22, Marion Local by 8. York, across the top of the key, foul line below it, right in front, missed it, no good. Stick back, lingers on the rim forever, comes off. Tough break, Raiders, who then foul over the back.
Yeah, both those right on the rim, just would not drop over the edge.
30-22, Marion Local up 8, 3:02 to go. Chuck, Marion Local is about 5 baskets from their points per game average on the season.
Well, Rushi's speeding them up by pressuring them and coming out in double, and they're just making all their shots.
You're right, Marion Local's liking this pace. You're correct. Their jumpers are going down. On the arc, high right, it's Mesher. Gives it up right corner to Ike. 25 feet away to Tate Hess. Three-point land, it's Niekamp. Niekamp strides into the paint area. Arches one up, no good. Rebound, Quinter. Quinter to York. York back to Quinter. Quinter starts his move. Hop, step, and a jump in the paint. Off to the left. Rebound pulled off the glass nicely by Austin Niekamp of Marion Local. Punched out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, they're just missing shots they normally make.
Yep.
And they've been in kind of a little bit of an offensive lull the last two, three times we've seen them.
I would agree with
they've
you.
They've won the games, but they've not been as sharp.
Meanwhile, Marion Local is dead on offensively. Here's a great pass out of the arc by Pullman inside the Niekamp. Niekamp might have been fouled. Did get the shot away from point-blank range. No good. Here comes Rushi coming back down the court. Quinter in the paint. Banked it up. No good. Rebound. Point-blank range. It spins off. And York's got the board. He's yanked to the hardwood by a very local player. Just as we talked about, Rushi not getting shots to go. York had missed a couple easy ones. Then Quinter can't find the range. Two shots, but Quinter, you put them together, might have stretched 8-9 feet total.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just one of those nights, but the one thing you can't fault is their effort. They are just really playing hard.
Yep, effort and energy, very good. Here's Rushi inbounding from underneath in the paint to Monin. Crowded shot, seven-footer off to the right. Marion Local snags the rebound. Quickly down the floor, Tate Hess. Cross court to the three-point shooter, Mesher. It's good! My, oh, my. How many points for Mesher?
16.
Woo! He is three above his points per game average. Man, did Marion Local miss him in the middle portion of the season. 33-22. Flyers have their biggest cushion of the night. Outside the arc on the left, it is Monin for Rushi. To Borchers. Borchers spin move, foul line below it, right in front, six-footer, won't go in. Stick back is good, though, by Borchers.
He's playing really well for him.
Yeah, he sure is. Vince is giving the Raiders some fire, coming in off the bench. Outstanding performance, 9-point game. It had been 11. Here's a backdoor pass play by Marion Local, busted up by Rushi, stolen by Monin, and then it's struck out of bounds by Mesher. As Monin went flashing down the floor. 49.1 to go, second quarter. The lead 9 for Marion Local. It has been as much as 11 at 33-22. Raiders get good ball rotation. Monin posting up low on the left. Little 5-footer banked in. Good teamwork by Rushi. 4 straight points for the Raiders.
That was a good catch because the pass was not great.
7-point game. Out of the arc, it's Mesher. 26 seconds to go. Straight away, Pullman for Marion Local. Let's see if the Flyers play for one. Now Brandon Eich, guarded by Borchers. You got to find Mesher. He's trying to shake loose from York. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane. On the run, Eich banked it. Too much muscle on the shot. It was hard. Long rebound. Cordonier's got it. Fought the ball free from a Marion Local player. Fed it down the floor to a teammate. Tripping on Marion Local, I think.
I think they called it on Niekamp.
In the act of shooting, I believe. Maybe not.
I think it's going to be 1-1.
Team foul 7 on Marion Local. There we go. The scoreboard does record it. And 1-1 for Borchers. He is all over the court. Is Vince Borchers like a young man possessed here tonight? 33-26, Marion Local, 2.8. That's all that remains in the second period. Borchers missed the foul shot. Marion Local gobbled up the rebound, then threw it to midcourt into the scores table. Rushi ball at the center line. 7-point lead, Marion Local. It was 11 less than a minute ago. It's going to have to be a catch on the fingertips and a shot. There it is, Bamanin. From 38 feet, did not get it away. It hit the rim and rolled across the court to the bleachers as the second quarter concludes. Marion Local with a remarkable first half. Splendid game turned in by the Flyers, who are without Jack Kanapke here tonight. Suffered some shoulder inflammation last night in Marion Local's loss to Versailles. 33-26. Flyers over the Raiders after two quarters of play here tonight at the Rushi Gym on scores broadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Rushi Raiders trail the Marion Local Flyers by 7 here at halftime. We're about 7 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. I'd like to remind you about Barker Insurance, one of our longtime sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. For many years, Barker has been among the most valued agencies in the region. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none, over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Higher scoring game than we anticipated.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's 13-13 rebounding even. Talked about Rushi's effort. Six offensive rebounds to two for Marion Local. Just not being able to put them back after they get the rebounds. Three turnovers for Rushi, seven turnovers for Marion Local. The Flyers did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Rushi was 2 of 5, including the missed the front end of a 1-1 that could have got the game down to 5 at the half. Individual scoring, you measure 16 points, and then 5 from Pullman, 5 from Hess, 4 from Niekamp, and 3 from Ranley. They scored 18 and 15, which is amazing for them, 33 at the half. On the other side, it's going to take me a while. 10 kids scored for Rushi here in the first half. 6 from Borchers. Then they got 4 from Chappie. They got 4 from Braden Monin. They got 3 from Cordonier. They got 2 each from Fissinger, Francis, York, and Flippo. A free throw from Quinter. And they scored 14 and 12. Trail it 33-26 and probably lucky at 7 at the half.
Chuck, kind of an oxymoron. When you have that many players score in the first two quarters, you've likely got a little bit of a cushion. You're in front. You've been spreading the wealth. Not the case here tonight.
Or the fact that nobody's really shooting the ball very well. Vince Borchers has kind of come in and kind of taken over. He plays quite a bit for him. He's 6'1 sophomore. But when you got Quinter with a free throw, that's all he's got. You got Cordonier with a free throw. That's all he's got. Not a good half for their offensive scorers.
Looks to me like, Chuck, several days off for the Raiders might be welcomed. Appear to be a little weary, not shooting it accurately, and here late in the season, they haven't nearly been as sharp shooting the basketball.
No.
Only 39 points in winning the game last night. 26 here at the half tonight. Marion Local, though, take nothing away from the Flyers. Man alive, as Marion Local been splendid through the first 16 minutes.
Well, if I kept assists, and I don't, but I guarantee you of their baskets, at least half of them are assists, and possibly even more than that.
Yeah, it's a good observation. And so many of the passes have been difficult ones, cross-court skip passes leading to threes, or passes from the top of the key down on the baseline to backdoor cutters going to the rim. Boy, they have been threading the needle, Marion Local has, all night long.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball well. People besides,
Mesher,
thank you.
And playing without the big 6'9 post player, Kanapke, here tonight, suffered some shoulder inflammation against Versailles last evening. That's our halftime report, 33-26, Marion Local over Rushi. We're brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Rushi. 7-point lead for Marion Local. Seconds away from the start of the third quarter. Entertaining first half of this game. Head coach Spencer Cordonier and his Rushi Raiders, congratulations, sharing the SCAL championship, beating Fort Loramie last night, tying Jackson Center for the top spot as the two divide the title for the Shelby County Athletic League on the boys' side. But Marion Local angry tonight after losing to Versailles last evening.
But I will say this, Rushi's coaching staff with the incredible heartbreak that they had for the season have done a terrific job with this basketball team.
Yep, the third quarter begins. Marion Local possession. Here's a driving layup attempt in traffic by Hess. He left it short, no good. Real good defense by Rushi, which sandwiched him near the rim. Shot barely grazed iron, and Rushi came down with a rebound. Raiders scored the last 4 points of the second quarter. They were down 33-22. Here's a whirling move in the paint by Quinter. Left it short. Throws on the arc to Flippo, though. Strong. Long board to Quinter. Open player inside. Turnaround jump shot. Mullen is good. Boy, did Rushi work long and hard for that.
Two offensive rebounds, and give Quinter credit. Missed the easy shot, but boy, we went right back at it and got the rebound.
Quickly down the floor, Marion Local. Ball thrown out high on the play to Hess. Hess darts in the lane. Good shovel pass. Baseline right to a teammate. Then a spin shot is good. Well done by Ike. Nicely done by Marion Local.
I'll give him 2 points for that, but I don't think he could do that again the rest of his life.
Excellent teamwork. Boy, Marion Local making some great shots this evening. Here's a drive through the lane. Flippo on the run. Arched it up. No good. Wide left. Rebound Flyers. Every pass, every shot being challenged tonight. Marion Local shooting it extremely well. Bad pass. Estate Hess threw it away. Intercepted by Shappy. Down to Braylon Cordonia for three. Oh, it's in and out. Below the rim. Down in the cylinder. And snapped away.
Wow, that would have cut it to four.
35-28 Marion Local. 6:12 to go, third quarter. Hess at midcourt. He's got Mesher in the right corner. That's where he camps out. Bullet-like pass into the lane to Niekamp. Shot blocked. Out of nowhere came Cordonia to get a piece of it. He steps up the floor, gives it to Quinter. Quinter gets a screen, pick and roll with Cordonia. Shot fake underneath. Good! 35-30. Rushi within five.
Good pick and roll that time.
Rushi Raiders have scored 8 of the last 10 points, overlapping the second and third periods. Here is Marion Local firing a pass head inside to Niekamp, thrown by Hess. It's a hot potato, and it goes out of bounds. Splashed off the forearm of Niekamp.
Yeah, because Gunnar Miller is talking to Hess, saying, calm down. Nobody could have caught that pass.
5:26 to go here in the third. Here is Flippo, Shappy. Far left side to Monin. Quinter in the left corner. Being checked by Mesher. Quinter to the elbow. Line drive jumper. Hit the iron. Haramed away. Rebound to Hess. Hess bolts down the floor. Top of the circle. Foul line. Spin move. Doesn't shoot. Loops it back outside to Pullman. Left corner Hess. Into the post to Niekamp. Niekamp backing down Flippo. Fades. Banks it strong. Wild rebound by Ike. And he throws it away to the far side of the floor. Did Rushi get a piece of it?
It looked like they might have got a finger on it.
You know, it's amazing, Chuck, how Marion Local has scored in rapid fire succession here tonight. And Niekamp in the middle at 6'8". Not that many touches.
No, he's only got four.
Inbounding far side of the court, Jaden Mesher for Marion Local. Flyers up five, 4:53 to go here in the third. Niekamp high post, back to the rim. Hangs on, now dribbles. Gives it up to Pullman 30 feet away. Pullman on the bounce. Cordonia checks him. Cross court to Mitchell Ranley. Wants to drive on York. York chokes him off. Ranley retreats. Now he starts to drive. Splits a couple players. Lays it up from his waist. Looped it in the air. Off the heel. Tug of war on the rebound. Niekamp, Cordonia. Cordonia wins the battle. Foul. Niekamp of Marion Local.
Well, I'll tell you what. Flippo came over and played great defense without fouling and causing him to miss that shot.
35-30 in favor of Marion Local. Three fouls on Austin Niekamp, post player for the Marion Local Flyers. That shot missed seconds ago, but Marion Local is one they probably would have made in the first half.
Yeah, they've kind of cooled off a little bit.
Far left side of the court, Borchers on the floor now for Rushi. Skips it near side to York. High post, Cordonia. Low post to Flippo. Shot short.
muscling underneath is York. Can't get it to go. Rebound, pinballed. Pinballed some more. It's on the baseline. It touches the boundary. And Marion Local of Blue Jersey tagged it last before it rolled to the Rushi padding against the wall. Raiders possession below the rim. 4 minutes even left in the third quarter. 5-point game. Marion Local in front.
That's four more offensive rebounds so far in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter for the Raiders.
Flyers did lead 33-22 late in the second. Ball inbounded in the lane to Ferdinand. Oh, look at him make a strong move. Little half-hook shot from 5 feet up and in with Niekamp out. You can expect Rushi to go to work on the interior. 35-32. Flyers lead dwindles to three. Near steal, head of the key. Too much dribbling by Ike. He did make the recovery, though. Gave it up to Hess. Hess on the arc, 30 feet away. Near side to Kyle Undren, 6'3 sophomore who's in. He sparkled in the JV tilt.
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid, only a sophomore.
Here's Ike, 25 feet out on the right, to Mesher straight away. Loops it near side of the floor to Hess. Hess has a wide open drive to the rim. Nobody shut him off, and he scores it.
Defender had his back to the play. Didn't see him coming.
37-32. Flyers up five. Here's Borchers. Too much dribbling into traffic. Stolen on the play by Mesher. Mesher down the floor to a teammate. Driving layup is in by Ranley.
Wow.
Four quick ones by the Flyers, who lead up to seven. Errant pass, Rushi. Another bust out. Driving layup, rolling around, and good! Oh, what a play! Tate Hess on the finish. It lingered on the rim forever, seemingly. The whistle had blown, and a chance now for an and one. 6 points in a jiffy for Marion Local after Rushi had cut it all the way down to three. When we come back, the Flyers will be at the stripe. A chance to inch ahead but 10 late in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. The latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. What a run by Marion Local after Rushi had clipped the deficit from 11 down to 3. Flyers answer with 6 in a row. It's now 9. Here's a 3-point play chance by Tate Hess. His foul shot is short. No good. Offensive rebound by Ike on the arc to Mesher. Long 23-footer. Shy of the mark. No good. Long rebound to Mesher. He hits right below the foul stripe. Marion Local doing nothing wrong here in the last minute or so to go up 11.
No, they have weathered the Rushi run and some.
Here is Fischinger to York. York bobbles the exchange. Loose ball on the floor. Marion Local slides to get it. Could have been a travel call. Not made. Deep right corner. Three by the Flyers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jaden Mesher.
Ranley,
my mistake. 46-32. Ranley from Mesher. 14-point lead Flyers. Wow. On a terror. The visiting team right now. 14-point stretch. Here is Quinter, top of the circle, dribble drive down the lane. He meets resistance near the basket, and he's flattened to the floor. 46-32 in favor of Marion Local. A minute 50 left to go here in the third.
It was 35-32 before an 11-point onslaught by the Flyers. Quinter hits at the free throw line to make it 46-33 according to the scoreboard. I think that's correct.
That's right.
Yeah, Rushi down three and actually had two possessions and couldn't cut into it. Quinter shooting again. He hits it at the stripe, two in a row, to make it a 12-point game, 46-34. It had gone to 46-32. Here's a bad pass by Marion Local up the floor. York steals. York strides to the goal. He's got the basket. Cherry picking other end, Marion Local. And Rushi fouls from behind to prevent an easy deuce. Covering up the play was Felix Francis as Marion Local threw a 75-foot home run ball. Common foul out of bounds to the Flyers below the rim. Playmaker Tate Hess. Hess lobs into the paint to Pullman. Pullman catches, fadeaway shot from 10, in and out. Rebound, Quinter. Quinter being battled for the ball from behind by a Flyer player. Up comes another one, and they foul him eventually. It's Common. Quinter was sprinting down the middle of the floor, losing his balance, being pressured by two Marion Local players. One tagged him pretty hard. Team fouls, two on Rushi. Three on Marion Local. 1:26 to go in the third quarter. It's a 10-point game. At the elbow on the left, to Chappie from 17. Swish! Chappie got a good pass from Fissinger and pumped it home. Back to 8. 46-38. Flyers in the half court. It's Hess. Guarded by Chappie. Hess fakes right, goes left. Picks up his dribble in the top of the circle. To Mesher, 35 feet away. A minute to go in the third. Mesher nearly palms it, strides on the left side of the lane, leaves it left corner for a teammate who doesn't shoot. Cutting to the rim in the lane area is Pullman. He catches, struggled to receive it, and took steps.
Yeah, well, his choice was to travel or charge.
46-38, Marion Local, 52.1 to go, third quarter. Biggest lead for the Flyers was 46-34. With about a minute 40 to go in the third. Well, we'll see if Rushi's got another rally in it. Raiders had a great spurt several minutes ago, but Marion Local answered it, plus some. Top of the circle, Fissinger to Chappie, into the poster, Cordonier. Cordonier works on Hess, back to the basket. Here comes the double team. Ball raked away out of bounds off Marion Local in the corner. 33 seconds to go, third quarter.
You got to know that you can't dribble the ball more than twice when you got the ball like that.
Ball lobbed to Cordonier, top of the circle. Chappie low on the right. Then a cluster of players gets it out of the thicket. Goes to Cordonier behind the arc in the right. Inside the arc, fadeaway. Wow. Got it! What a shot by Cordonier.
That matched Pullman's shot.
46-40. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Marion Local in the lead. Here's a drive by Hess coming in from the right wing. Overshoots. Rebound, Rushi. 4 seconds to go. Quinter midcourt. Top of the key for three. Off the rim. Third quarter in the books. Marion Local 46, Rushi 40. We've got a photo finish for you tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Seconds away from the start of the fourth quarter, 46-40, Marion Local over Rushi. In an extremely exciting, entertaining, well-played game here tonight at the Rushi Gym. Marion Local Flyers performing without the 6'9 postman, Jack Kanapke. Austin Niekamp started for him. He's 6'8. He's in foul trouble. But the Flyers have sparkled. Every single player has excelled. And Rushi playing from behind all night. Do the Raiders have a run in them? They've got a 12-point deficit, clipped it to 6 as we start the fourth.
It's the key to this game is going to be how they start the fourth quarter.
Don't forget the Fort Loramie long shot raffle. Liberty Days in July in Fort Loramie. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck. 2,000 tickets to be sold. 80 prizes, 4% chance to win, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Rushi possession to start the fourth. Chappie left corner inside the arc. Great feed down low. Francis concludes the play. Wow, did Chappie penetrate?
There you go.
He probed the paint area. Outstanding pass, room service delivery, and it's a 4-point game. Marion Local attacking in the right corner. It's thrown on the play to Hess. Hess whips it near side to teammate Brandon Eink. Eink at the Raiders center circle logo. Throws it down in the right corner. Pullman jumps to get it. Baseline drive around Chappie. Arches it around the edge of the backboard. No good. Rebound Rushi. Quinter to Chappie. Raiders down 4. Chappie shoots the 3 from 30 feet. A little crooked off to the right. Long rebound in the corner. Francis races it down. Scrum for the loose ball. It's a jump. No timeout awarded. Possession arrow Flyers. 6:49 to go in the fourth. 46-42. Marion Local up 4. Rushi shooting, Chuck. Boy, a number of shots have been way off the mark.
Well, 2 nights in a row now, they have not shot the ball well. They pulled last night out. This is going to be tougher.
Marion Local to midcourt. On the bounce is Tate Hess. He dribbles into the corner, skips it cross-court near side to Luke Pullman, who fakes left, goes right, shake and bake, and a walk.
Slid his pivot foot when he went.
Sure did. 6:34 to go in the fourth. 46-42, Marion Local ahead before. Raider Chappie to midcourt. He's on the floor with Felix Francis, Benjamin York, Braylon Cordonier, Hayden Quinter. York straight away looks for Quinter cutting. Ball thrown left corner to Braylon Cordonier. Down inside to Quinter. Good defense by Mesher, who got a mitt on the ball and drove it out of bounds. 6:19 to play in the fourth. Marion Local clings to a 4-point bulge. High right, it's Francis. Looks down inside for Quinter. Quinter catches. He's got the angle to the rack for 2. Hayden Quinter posting up. 2-point game. 10 straight points by Rushi. 46-44. 6 to play in the fourth. Bad pass cross court to Marion Local. Good deflection by Cordonier. It's loose. Touches a flyer last. It's out of bounds.
I think they got the crowd back in the basketball game.
Momentum Raiders. 46-44. Marion Local by a bucket. 5:50 to go in the game. Quinter foul line. Splits 2 defenders down the lane. Stripped on the play by Hess. Hess with a Euro step into the paint. Laid it up off the iron. No good. Chappie with the rebound. Out ahead to York. York catches in the paint. On the arc to Chappie. Too hot to handle. It goes into the Raiders bench.
Yeah, I mean, they want to play fast, but they got to get a little more under control right now.
What do I say? Often haste can make waste.
Well, they wasted a possession.
A lot of time to go. 5:39 remaining fourth quarter. Great performance tonight by Marion Local without Jack Kanapke. Here is Mesher at midcourt. Rushi's guarded him better. It's a red-hot first quarter by Mesher. And what do we have? Mesher stymied near the timeline in the half court. And Coach Kurt Guttemiller of the Flyers gets a timeout. Midway through the fourth, Marion Local up by 2. Hey, don't forget, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. You can be sure you'll find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. And fine strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone ahead for carryout, 937-693-8271. Myers in Bodkins, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Marion local possession, 5:28 to go in the fourth. Raiders trail the Flyers by two. 10-point run by Rushi. Marion local's not scored in 4 minutes. 4 minutes without a point. Baseline right, it's Niekamp, and Niekamp ends the drought. Little half-hook shot. He steered it in, baseline right. Little seven-footer. Nestled one home around the edge of the backboard. Marion local leads before. Ball thrown to the post. Cordonier, crowded by two players. Does he go to work on Heston Niekamp? Yeah, he does. He shuffled. Good call by the referee as Marion local's double team pays off. 48-44. Marion local head before. 4:52 to go in this game. Rushi had cut it to 46-44. With five to play. Far right wing, it's Hess. Niekamp at the elbow on the right. Back to the basket. On the arc to Tate Hess. Picked up by Borchers. Hess drives baseline. Hits a cutter in the lane. Caught by Ike. Ike to the rim. Oh, he's chopped up on the arm. He's awarded two. 4.5 to go in the game. Marion local by four. Chuck, we figured we'd see a good game tonight. We have gotten more than the admission we paid for to get in.
I'm glad they didn't charge me.
Whoa. Oh, a tough luck free throw by Ike. It went in and out again, and spun away.
Well, Rusi has found the excitement that I thought last night they were going to have to define, and they played hard, just not shot the ball very well.
Second free throw by Ike. That one is missed badly. Got a tie-up, baseline right. Niekamp and Francis. Arrow favors Rushi. Raiders will bring it down, trailing by four.
Yeah, that's what that extra 4 inches will do for you. He got the rebound without it going over the back. It was a good rebound.
4:21 to go in this game. Quinter at midcourt. Hayden Quinter needs to get on a roll. Last few minutes. Here's a pick and roll. Thrown left wing by Monin. Down inside to Francis. Spoiled by Marion local. Loose on the deck. Raiders have it. Raiders get a timeout. Marion local bench says, how can that be? No one had the ball.
It was close. The ball popped away after he was calling timeout. I don't like it. We've talked about it. But, yeah, I mean, Rushi stole a possession right there.
4:08 to go in the game, 48-44. Marion local by four. In Jackson Center, your pro hardware store is at 112 East Pike. You always get professional service at your pro hardware store in Jackson Center. Big savings on DeWalt power tools, solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Don't forget, beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. They're gorgeous. In stock now. White and gray shakers at Pro Hardware in Jackson Center, 112 East Pike. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard all about his Pro Hardware store right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi ball, baseline, right of the rim.
Yeah, they're kind of arguing about where they brought it in, but you want it inbound under the basket.
Quinter to York in the right corner. Sends it on top to Monin. Each team's got three fouls. Under four to play now in the game. York, rotation, curls, pass. Straight feed, York. Low on the right to finish by Felix Francis. Oh, nice ball rotation. Good movement by players without the ball. York, good assist. Francis closed it out, 48-46. Marion local by two. Cross-court pass to Mesher. Look out, three ball. Swish! What a shot, Mesher, Mr. Clutch.
Well, they've been doing a pretty good job. He only had 2 points in the second half. That was a great shot right there and a good find.
5-point lead Flyers, 3:25 to go in the game. Dribble drive, foul line, Francis on the arc. Two Porchers weaves it to Quinter. Picked up by Mesher. Screen for Quinter. Squeezes into the lane. Hooking foul common against the Flyers. We're all the way down to 3:12 to go in the fourth. 5-point lead, Marion local.
Every time Rushi gets close, somebody from Marion Local makes a play. That time it was Mesher.
Marion Local skip passing tonight has been to perfection. Ball lobbed into Francis, head of the key, hand off to Shappy for Rushi. Near side to Quinter. Quinter to the foul line, feeds York in the right corner. York dances into the lane, lobs a hook pass down below the rim to Quinter. Extra pass to Francis. Turnaround six-footer, deflected by Marion Local. Flyers have got the board. Foul against the Raiders. Trying to come up with the loose ball. Rushi bench not happy. Shot. I thought a Raider player was nicked on the arm.
Well, maybe, but they're trying to throw too many little short passes from 6 feet to 2 feet. Shoot the ball.
Yeah, Rushi had three or four men below the foul line in or near the paint and tried to pass it three or four times.
Yep.
Marion Local eventually got a pretty good deflection, and Rushi had to foul. Five-point lead, Marion Local, 2:46 to go in the game. Here is Marion Local, left side of the floor, Ranley. Drives baseline. He meets resistance. Good defense by the Raiders. Shot way short. Quinter in backcourt for Rushi. Bumped. Foul against Marion Local. Head coach Kurt Gunnemiller not pleased for the Flyers.
Yeah, there was a foul down at the other end, not called.
Yep, Ranley was belted pretty good going to the basket. Quinter tripped up at midcourt for Rushi. Common fouls continue. Five on the Flyers, four on the Raiders. 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. 51-46, Marion Local. Shappy in backcourt for Rushi. Defended by Ranley. Shappy to the foul line. Almost walked. Gave it up to Monin. High left to Cordonier. Major possession here for the Raiders.
Yeah, he turned the corner and ran right into knee camp.
Significant possession of the ball here. Straight on is Quinter. Elbow in the right, 16-footer. Bangs off the flange. Long rebound, right corner, knee camp. Knee camp for Marion Local. Outlets to Hess. Down the right side. Gives it up to Mesher to knee camp. Timeout, Flyers. 2:01 to go. That was a big miss by Rushi. Huge rebound by Marion Local. Possession Flyers after the timeout. When we come back after this commercial break, under two to play in the game. Marion Local head by five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
2:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local with the basketball ahead by five. 51-46. Ball below the rim. Niekamp catches on the arc. High right it goes to Mesher. Mesher and a handoff to Hess. Hess check by Shappy. Hess into the lane. Feeds the three-point shooter, Pullman. Pullman decides to drive. Banked it in. Motoring to the rim. What a play by Luke Pullman of Marion Local, which stretches the lead to seven. They've extended it. Rushi in trouble. A minute 38 to go, fourth quarter. Straight away, three ball by Monin. High off the flange. Good rebound, Niekamp. Heads up play. Fires it off the knee of York. Out of bounds. Flyers have the ball.
That might have been the last gasp right there.
Well, the shooting for Rushi, not good tonight.
I would say that for the weekend, they're probably 30% might be giving them a break.
I would say 25 to 30. You're right, Chuck. Here's Marion Local in backcourt. Four team fouls in Rushi. They've got a foul. Here's Hess to the timeline. Loops it up ahead to Mesher. Poked out of bounds by Rushi. 53-46. Marion Local in the lead. Flyers throwing in far side of the floor. Just past the knee camp, head of the key. Out of trouble to Hess. Hess 30 feet away. Dribbling with the left hand. Goes foul line, then retreats. Borchers pursuing. Borchers chasing. Still no foul by Rushi. Here's Pullman in the right corner. Mesher's got it. Swing pass to Niekamp. Niekamp on a handoff to Eink. And over guarding called. No, a timeout. Marion Local, a lot of time off the clock.
Yep.
Down to 61 seconds. Still a 7-point game. Marion Local on top, 53-46. We'll keep it right here and tell you about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all and very well. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines, 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Well, Marion Local has weathered a couple of short bursts by Rushi. Marion Local on the night, probably shooting right around the 50 percentile.
They shot really well in the first half, not nearly as well in the second, but they have made baskets when they needed to. And Mesher now is sitting at 21.
Marion Local led by four after 118-14, by seven at the break, 33-26, by six at the end of three, 46-40, now up seven. Steady performance all night long by the visiting Flyers. Here's a pass from out of bounds to a wide open player cutting to the rim. Left hand shot by Hess is good. He cut to the basket. He lost his defender, rolled to the rim. A good throw, and it's a 9-point game. And here's a bad telegraph pass by Rushi. A run out the other way. Driving layup by Hess. He's got it. 11-point contest. 57-46. 39.6 to go. Marion Local had Rushi in trouble a moment ago. Now the Raiders are in serious hot water, behind by 11. Give Marion Local all the credit in the world. Terrific performance here tonight by the Marion Local Flyers. Don't forget, here on scorersbroadcast.com, we're back at it on Monday night, 7:30 tip. Airtime at about 6:55. Sydney girls play Xenia in Division I sectional play down at Vandalia Butler. And should Sydney girls win, they're back at it, 7 o'clock tip on Thursday against more than likely Centerville on Thursday night. We'd be on the air about 6:25.
Well, they're playing Xenia, who they beat by a combined about 70 points during the season. So I think they're pretty safe on Monday. Centerville will be a different, they can beat Centerville, but that'll be a different animal for them.
Yeah, Sydney did beat Xenia by significant margins during the regular season. The next Friday night, we've got action from the boys D4 sectional at Piqua on Friday and Saturday nights both. So stay tuned to scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. 14 fouls in Rushi, 5 in Marion Local. And the ball is being thrown inbounds here by the Raiders. It goes to Shappy at the timeline, gives it up to Monin. Head coach Spencer Cordonier has got Monin, a senior, on the floor. Monin catches head of the key, shot fake. Gives it up to Flippo, a senior. Baseline left to Shappy. He, too, a 12th grader, tries to drive around Niekamp, who blocks the shot. And then Rushi fouls in the attempt to get it back from Niekamp. 17.9 to go. 11-point game. Head coach Spencer Cordonier conceding this one down the stretch.
If he's got an 11-point play in 17 seconds, I'll be impressed.
Marion Local empties its bench after Rushi made significant substitutions. Marion Local Flyers will advance on the year to 17-4. And the Rushi Raiders will be denied a 20th win in the regular season. Rushi will close out the regular campaign at 19-3. Seniors for Rushi getting a round of applause. Again, Monday night, we're on the air from Vandalia Butler. Sydney against Xenia. Division I girls action airtime at 6:55. Final 17 ticks off the clock. Marion Local walks it slowly into the half court. Ball thrown to Andrew Pullman, 6-foot sophomore, down the right side to Victor Holscher, a 6-1 soft. We're down under 5 to go, to 2-1. And that is it. The Marion Local Flyers have come into the Rushi Gym. The last night of the campaign for the Raiders, senior evening. And Rushi is beaten by Marion Local 57-46. Every time Rushi made a run, Marion Local had a charge coming right back at the Raiders. And Marion Local got a very good beginning of this game. Had one lead of as many as a dozen points, 46-34. That came early on in the third. Rushi responded with 10 in a row. Got it to 46-44. Could not get it tied up. Another surge by Marion Local. Too much for Rushi to overcome. And the Marion Local Flyers perform extremely well tonight and win on the road at the Rushi Gym, 57-46. Who knows? The paths of these two clubs could cross again. Wouldn't be until a state championship, but wouldn't that be mighty fine should these two teams hook up once more again?
I think they'd both take that.
They would. Indeed. No doubt about it. Very local. Fine beginning to the game, and they parlayed that into an 11-point triumph, coming back to answer every Rushi rally in this contest tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including those in Rushi. Gratitude to them, Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn. Chuck, let's take a look at our scoring and our stars of this game, brought to you by Clancy's.
Well, on the Marion Local side, they played terrific. Tate has had a great game, but I'm going to go with Jaden Mesher. He had 21, has had 15. On the other side, it's a toss-up. 7 points by Cordonier. That is the leading scorer for Rushi tonight. Again, no one in double figures. But Felix Francis had 6. He had 4 in the fourth quarter. I thought he played hard. I'm going to go with Felix Francis on the other side. So Francis and Mesher.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, our star of the game sponsor. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877 877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Marion Local victorious over Rushi tonight. Splendid performance by the Flyers, who beat the Raiders 57-46. You know, for a brand to stand out, it's got to be trusted by its customers, and that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you're properly insured. Allen Ball, an independent insurance firm, offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Ohio Mutual retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in property and casualty insurance. Give Allen Baugh a call. Speak to Greg or Ryan Woolley at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to get to know you, and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBaughInsurance.com, A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. Great game tonight, entertaining, a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to our super online audience on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Once more, the final score, Marion Local Flyers 57, Rushi Raiders 46.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.